Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome to Israel Matters, brief teachings on the place Israel continues to hold in God's heart and in His purposes, something that is crucial for believers in Jesus to understand in these days. My name is Reverend Don James, and I serve as National Director of Bridges for Peace. Previously, we have looked at God's covenants with Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how these covenants are unbreakable and permanent. In Jeremiah 31, the Lord declares that only if the sun and the moon cease to be lights in the sky will Israel cease to be a nation before Him. We also saw that these covenants include the land of Canaan, given as a permanent possession to the Jewish people, though with the possibility of temporary exile. This brings us to the question of whether the Israel of today, reborn as a nation in 1948, is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. This is a hotly contested issue. At one time, I thought that all the prophecies concerning return from exile referred only to the 70-year Babylonian exile, long before the time of Jesus. I wasn't even curious about the return of 8 million Jews to this tiny land in our time, after it had been almost empty of Jews for nearly 2,000 years since the Romans drove them out in 135 Common Era. Yet, by one count, there are 176 references in Scripture to God regathering the Jewish people from exile. As I became more familiar with these prophecies, it became clear that they must point to something more than the return from Babylon in 536 BC. Isaiah 11 speaks of the Lord reaching out His hand a second time. Isaiah 43 describes Him bringing His people home from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Amos declares that they will never again be uprooted. Jeremiah 30 refers to both Judah and Israel being brought back, and Ezekiel 36 speaks of a profound spiritual renewal once they have returned to the land. This brings us to Zechariah, which presents another powerful picture of God first regathering the Jewish people and then transforming them spiritually. One common argument against modern Israel being a work of God is that the nation is not characterized by widespread righteousness. But what if God's plan is to bring them back first and then transform their hearts? In Zechariah, we see the same order as in Ezekiel, return to the land followed by repentance. In chapter 1, the Lord declares that the city of Israel will again overflow with prosperity and that He will again comfort Zion and He will again choose Jerusalem. In Zechariah 12, with the Jewish people back in the land, we read that all the nations of the earth will gather against it. This is the well-known passage where Jerusalem becomes a cup of staggering to the surrounding peoples and a heavy stone for all who would lift it. Into that moment steps the Lord Himself, striking the horses of Israel's enemies with panic and bringing salvation to the tents of Judah. On that day, we read, the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem so that the feeblest among them shall be like David. It is a powerful deliverance in which the Lord destroys all the nations that come against Jerusalem. What follows next in Zechariah 12, verse 10, is truly remarkable. God declares, I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child. Heaven's response to this repentance is revealed in chapter 13, verse 1. On that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. The parallel with Ezekiel 36 is unmistakable. Return to the land followed by cleansing from sin. The Lord is demonstrating His patience and His forbearance. Our God is an awesome God, awesome in power and awesome in love and mercy toward you and me and toward Israel.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on His faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in scripture, in history, and for believers today.